From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Emily Pulsander. Fuel prices are high, averaging over $4.30 per gallon statewide. But did you know that for the last month, Utahns have actually been getting a discount of 6 cents per gallon? KUER's Hugo Ricard-Bell has more on the gas tax holiday.
This year, Utah lawmakers approved a 15% tax break at the pump from July through December. But then the war in Iran broke out, driving up prices. Jason Gardner is the Deputy Executive Director of the State Tax Commission. He says it's hard to tell, but we are still paying less in taxes.
So it's $40 million in taxes that the people didn't have to pay to the government of Utah. And so in that sense, the people did save $40 million, even if it didn't feel like they saved as much as they thought.
Republican Representative Cal Roberts sponsored the bill. He says his real focus was a longer-term strategy. The primary goal is to increase the state's fuel supply and in turn reduce prices overall.
So what we tried to do in this bill was to cut the red tape around the pipeline investment so that you could really spur more pipeline development into our state.
The bill also created an agreement to increase production at Utah's local refineries. Hugo Ricard-Bell, KUER News.
Utah and the U.S. Forest Service are sending $18 million to fire and flood relief. The money will go to Beaver and Millard counties. The Cottonwood Fire there burned more than 97,000 acres, damaging the Eagle Point Ski Resort, homes, and State Route 153, even melting culverts under the road. The joint funding will support restoring land and getting communities back on their feet. Local and federal officials are already working on plans to help rebuild recreation sites and protect watersheds and wildlife. The federal government has released its long-awaited plan for dividing the shrinking Colorado River between Utah and six other states. It came after the states failed to reach their own agreement. The river supplies water to farms, tribes, and cities with millions of people. Sarah Porter directs the Kyle Center for Water Policy at Arizona State University. While she says the new federal framework offers some clarity in the short term, she believes it has moved the seven states even further away from consensus.
We could have a lot of fighting over, you know, less and less water available. So I don't feel that we're in a better place than we have been in the last few years.
Porter expects the lower basin states will bring legal challenges against the federal plan. And she says we can't count on future wet years to bail us out. So the whole region needs to find ways to dramatically reduce its water use. Health officials are investigating a salmonella outbreak linked to jalapeno peppers. Utah has one reported case. Neighboring Colorado has more than 100. People in 27 states are sick. Federal officials trace the outbreak back to a farm in Mexico. They have since recalled their product from restaurants. Affected food chains Chipotle and Qdoba stopped selling the peppers. The FDA is still investigating whether the jalapenos made it to grocery stores. People exposed to the bacteria could experience symptoms like diarrhea, fever, and stomach cramps. You're listening to KUER News.